Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
And the pitch on the way. They swing a looper, shallow right field. It's a base hit. Here comes Birdie around third. He's going to score the winning run. Cubs win the ball game.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. So I'm curious, David, when we look at Craig Counsell, we talk about all the managers and coaches in town, and you got to feel good about everybody at this point. I think that that Will Venable is a lot better than the guys they tried last year. Let's put it that way.
Than you expected? Is he better than you expected?
No, but I think they're playing better baseball than I might have expected. Right, so they're just, unfortunately, they're playing a good team. They got like three legitimate baseball players back right at the same time, and so they've played better baseball. Unfortunately, they're playing too good a team to really have that show. But it doesn't mean that they can't be better than they were. And you know, I know they're ahead of where they were a year ago.
But Craig Counsell,
what I find fascinating is that, you know, he's obviously in charge of a lot of different players. We're seeing, you know, we should talk about Matt Shaw a little bit, because Matt Shaw has come up and he's made an impact, and he had the walk-off last night. So that's the first of his career. And Matt Shaw, you know, you brought him up and you thought he was going to be the guy, and then you had to send him back down, and then he took care of some stuff and you brought him back. I would argue that Craig Counsell is doing a pretty good job right now with Matt Shaw, but it really isn't Craig Counsell that's making all the adjustments or making all the decisions. He's overlooking the major league club. So I guess what I'm asking is, how much of an impact do you feel he's been on PCA's development to the point where he is like,
well, I think
the top guy in town, as we talked about?
Yeah. In the context of the question, I think it's hard to compare sports.
Yes.
Because I do think the job descriptions are so vastly different. So when you're talking about how does Billy Donovan get Montes Bezelis to start the season slow and end it as a second-team all-rookie selection, it's because of the way that he challenged him and held him accountable by taking away playing time and forcing him to learn how to play defense, then take better shots, and appeal to something inside of Montes Bezelis that really helped and really was a product of Billy Donovan knowing how to reach certain individuals, certain players. That's what great basketball coaches do. That's what great football coaches do. I even think that's what great hockey coaches do. In baseball, it's similar but different. I don't know if Craig Counsell sat down with PCA and had a talk in Arizona at Sloan Park or over the offseason at the Cup Convention, whatever the case may be, and said, you know what? This is the year. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. We're going to do this together. I think that sometimes player development in baseball is a product of the way the front office or organization handles promotions, handles demotions, and handles the kinds of things that are front office jobs and front office decisions. And the manager's role is to treat everybody the same on a daily basis, which I think is Craig Counsell's greatest strength. He is the same guy, whether they're 13 games ahead, above 500 and quite a role this year, or if they were, you know, playing bad baseball like they were a year ago at this time. That, to me, I think, is the consistency that guys like PCA crave.
And I got no problem with that, but my point is simply, you know, they have all sorts of people within the organization that are breaking down all sorts of different things, and they've got experts in different fields. And they, like, you know, you can, if you're a Craig Counselor, you can say, hey, here's a young guy playing third base who's not doing well enough. He's got to go back down. That's what you can say. But you can't tell him, and maybe he did have a part in this because he had a really wacky swing himself. But you can't, somebody had to say, well, that leg kick is too high and you're slow as a result getting back around and we got to lower that.
Right,
we gotta,
right.
Someone okay. had to identify, recognize, work with, and change what was happening at the major league level that was creating his failure to succeed. I don't want to say it was a failure at the major league level. It was just he just couldn't succeed at it.
But it was. It was a failure.
Well, yeah,
it was a failed start to the season.
Of course it was.
He had a tough month. And since he's come back, he's hitting .355 in 31 at-bats in eight games.
But changed something,
your point
subtle.
Is good. But the changes sometimes in baseball are technical. I think maybe Craig Counsell in the Miguel Amaya example. Remember last year, he is the one, I believe, credited with changing Miguel Amaya's swing that turned his season around. I think what Craig Counsell can do as a manager, and I think what he tends to do as a strength, is that he is consistent with the player and he doesn't give up on these guys. And he doesn't speak about them publicly in a way that suggests that he has given up on them. And that matters.
And when he does speak of them publicly, I'm thinking about Ben Brown. He just sends a message that is a message he probably says privately to the guy.
But it's strategic, I think.
I agree with
you. Because, you know what, he doesn't waste his words. So when he says something like that, it is pointed.
Exactly.
And it can be powerful. So that's why I think guys like Craig Counsell are excellent communicators, because they don't talk too much. And they don't change a lot.
But you know, who has done a great job in town? Like, you can say Billy Donovan denied playing time to Mathis Buzelis, and that helped him develop as a player. Who
Billy Donovan's the most proven.
Are there more examples of that? Can you think of
Will Venable's just getting started.
Yes.
I think when you talk about Billy Donovan, I think that's the best example. I wish he could tap into Patrick Williams in the same way. He has tried and failed to do that. I don't know if he has failed as much as the player has failed, but that's been a curiosity and a mystery, an enigma wrapped inside a riddle.
Yeah.
As far as football goes, that's the challenge for Ben Johnson, because he's brought here to do two things. Technically and schematically improve Caleb Williams' production level, but also for the 52 other guys on the roster, motivate them in a way or unify them in a way that makes the whole the greater than the sum of the parts. And I think you want that team and the collective belief to rally behind whatever Ben Johnson says and whatever Ben Johnson, however he chooses to motivate his team. That's what great football coaches do. That's the Dan Campbell example, I think. When Jeff Blashill brings up Dan Campbell on day one, don't you think that's got to be part of it? The way that you talk about culture, we overuse that word in pro sports, but that's what we're talking about.
It's an important word in
pro belief.
Sports. We totally overuse it. The thing that, like when you say something like, we can't speed the process, and you may believe that, but it just sends me to a dark place because of the process in Philadelphia and how they preach that and look what happened with it. It's just hard to hear that used if it doesn't succeed. You know what I'm saying? The problem I have with Dan Campbell, there's nothing wrong with him saying that. It's just, the only thing I would say to him, it's like if I'm giving a political speech and I want to quote someone, I would be more likely to quote like a forefather of America than say, come up with somebody like,
Benjamin Franklin,
Marx, or I'm just saying, like, you want to stay with the kind of
but you also might be influenced by somebody whose career yours overlapped
with. I understand
that. And the proximity to Dan Campbell was why he brought it up.
But had he mentioned Ditka when Ditka came to Chicago, that would have been a guy that had done a lot of work and a lot of research.
Yeah, but and we would accuse him of pandering.
And I got no problem with pandering, frankly. I'm just saying you should know your audience a little bit better. There's nothing wrong with what he said, mm-hmm. but it's just like, as I mentioned to you, I must have lost track of all the championships that Dan Campbell won.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming
from. I thought that the Detroit Lions had never in their history been to a Super Bowl.
And they still haven't.
Okay.
And they still haven't.
But who's their coach?
Dan Campbell.
And what has he not done?
Well, he has not gotten to the Super Bowl, but he did help change a franchise. And I think that if you worked in Detroit, you were affected by that or moved by
that. How about Scotty Bowman?
Okay. Well, he wasn't around for Scotty Bowman.
I'm just saying.
I think you're being a little hard on that reference.
I'm being hard on that reference.
The reference was totally as a result of him overlapping with Dan Campbell. And I think that it also, to me, illustrated that he wasn't that rehearsed to the point where he came in.
It was,
I have to say this to this audience. It's like, all right, this is a very natural communicator.
I agree.
Who's referencing things in that, like, okay.
I know you're right. I'm being hard on him. I agree.
Craig Council comes to Chicago. Day one, he had a couple Milwaukee references. They were, you know, his Brewer experiences were definitely things that shaped him. And maybe from a Cub fan perspective, it was a while. And Dustin still sees probably Brewer stink all over him. But I think that when you look at what he brings in terms of communication, that's a kind of message. And when we go back to the original premise of this conversation, what does he do for PCA that helps bring him and allow him to flourish as a superstar in the making? It's being the same guy every day. And young professionals, young people, I think they respond to that kind of certainty.
It's also a lesson about baseball. You've got to be the same guy every day.
Which is different from other sports.
You've got to be like the manager. You've got to be as, you know, sensible, and you have to be as consistent as his personality is.
Yeah.
That's how you succeed at the game.
Right. That's a very good way to put it. And I also think that when you talk about Craig Council affecting games and affecting outcomes, you know, for PCA, an example, he probably tells them you can steal whenever you want. You got the green light. And you know what? Last night, that a situation like that paid off. He had the green light, steals a base, and it was a big one. And I think when you talk about those kinds of things, and you don't put restrictions on guys who are free spirited personalities. I think Crow Armstrong is certainly, or MVP, as we called him yesterday. That they're
now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Not necessarily guys who respond to that kind of structure. And the more unstructured, the better. Somebody else might be entirely different. But each great managers, great coaches have the ability to adapt based on the personalities of the guys they're coaching.
Let's bring in Tony. He's in Wonder Lake. Hey, Tony.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
You know, I'm going to say before my comment that this does not apply to Craig Council.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it can be a detriment to have a manager who actually played at a very high level. You know, Craig Council's baseball acumen is off the charts. He's been in every possible situation, and see, that's the beauty of baseball. Each play can have about 50 different scenarios that can play out throughout the season or a major league career. And sometimes if you have all that knowledge, you can tend to flood a young player's mind with, you know, everything has to be perfect. If they take all that in and try to adapt to all those situations, you have to almost play like you're perfect, and it can put a lot of stress on a young ball player. But he, you know, he's a unique guy because even though he's the smartest guy in the room, he will allow his staff to do their job. You know, he probably rarely gets involved in day-to-day baseball operations when it comes to player performance. It's something he trusts his coaches to do. So he's got it right, but there's a lot of players that manage who will do that. And it's just one of my thoughts.
Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
Appreciate the phone call. A lot of those player development decisions are made beyond the manager's purview. They don't fall on his desk. Like Matt Shaw, for instance.
Yeah.
I don't think it was Craig Counsell saying, "I can't live with this anymore." It was more like everybody realizing
it's not working.
It's not working.
Yep.
And he's pressing and he's doing this and sent him to Iowa for a month and he'll come back better than ever. And you know what happened? He came back from Iowa a month later better than ever.
You know, so the opposite side of that coin we're talking about is when a player when a player is so good at his sport that he can't be a good coach or manager because he can't get you to do what he did. In other words, when, you know, Wayne Gretzky would never have been a great hockey coach because he'd be like, okay, now just score the goal from there.
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and shoot from over
Grinders
there?
Grinders and overachievers make great managers and coaches.
Yes.
David Ross.
Yes.
Comes to mind. Craig Counsell is a great example. You look at guys who were just not necessarily
they weren't like the
most natural of players.
Sporting genius, to use a term. Not a mental genius, but a genius in terms of the way they played the game.
Our guy at 8 o'clock, Ozzie Guillen, everyone's favorite analyst, he kids all the time about how poor of a hitter he was. And he was a major league hitter.
Yes.
But I also think that him struggling at the plate is what an example. He wasn't a guy who was
he was a wizard in the outfield. As a shortstop.
He definitely was.
Yes.
And it came very naturally to him. But I think that's the kind of thing. Sometimes the greatest players, if everything comes so easily, they have a hard time relating as a coach or manager.
It's hard to convince you as to how to go about it, right?
There are exceptions to that rule, examples of guys who have been both, but they're rare. I mean, Larry Bird comes to mind. He was a guy who was a very Hall of Fame player and a pretty good coach in the NBA. Billy Donovan, you know.
Yeah, he was a good player.
But he wasn't an NBA all-star.
No.
But he was an all-star coach because maybe.
But he was a grinder.
He was a grinder.
You would say that his game was Jim Rat, you know.
Joe Girardi, very good manager. A guy who was a catcher.
Catchers make good managers.
Yeah, they do. So
do goalies?
No. Goalies have a very different.
Very distinct.
Stereotypically a very unique personality. Somewhat. Not eccentric, but maybe complicated. I don't think they're the greatest communicators.
Jeff Blashill. Goalie.
Yeah.
We'll ask him about that.
That's true.
How does your personality as a goalie? I played a different sport. I played soccer. I can remember, like, I played with some excellent goalies, and they would, you'd be running past a guy. He's sitting there thinking about 7,000 things as he's watching the game, and he may say something in reference to something that was in his head, and you're just like, what is this guy on about? What did that guy just say?
Right.
It makes like not an ounce of sense
because
he's standing by himself
for
45 minutes.
Yeah, the best example in Chicago, obviously, is Mike Ditka, a guy who was a great player and a Super Bowl winning coach. So there aren't many of those.
No, there aren't many of those.
And those are the exceptions to the rule.
But he was like, he was tough guy. You know what I mean? Like he was the guy that when the guy ran on the field, he went out and cleaned him out.
Well, he was the guy that if somebody was playing at a level above what you expected, you thought that Mike Ditka had something to do with motivating him to reach that point.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Because football and those sports that are more fiery, intense, I think where you want to reach a fever pitch – in terms of your intensity, those are different than baseball where you want to be measured.
Who's the best coach we've ever had in Chicago?
The best coach you've ever had in Chicago, either Phil Jackson or George Halas.
Well, I would say probably Ditka from a football standpoint, and I would argue, you could argue Joel Quenneville.
You could argue Joel Quenneville.
Because of the number of titles.
Yes, he has three.
You could argue
Joe Maddon.
You could argue
he
Joe.
Did the impossible.
He did the impossible. You could argue Ozzy.
You could. It's a good.
It's an interesting.
It's a fun. It's a fun question.
It's a difficult one. How many titles do you need? Phil Jackson. But Phil.
It's six.
Phil had a.
Yeah, it's something that, to do with, yeah.
No, I'm
the
not.
The way he motivated Michael Jordan was great.
I'm not dissing Phil in any way. I'm just saying, Michael won titles
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I know.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.